Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
744, 16 till 8 Monday morning. That is time for Bank On It Financial Insights. You can count on with Jason Shields, COO of Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. How you doing, Jason?
Doing good, Tommy. How are you today?
I am okay. You know, they got a kid in the neighborhood's got one of these model cars, and I see him use it where he's turning dials left and right and this and that. I don't know how it works. I honestly don't. But it seems to me, in a way, that's almost kind of like what the Fed is doing. Explain what I don't understand what they're up to. Maybe you can help us explain this, Jason.
Yeah, I'm going to run through a couple of things that the Fed did last week. So the first and the most obvious one that we all knew about was that they lowered rates by 0.25%. That was expected. That was dialed in. We kind of talked about that last week. One of the other things they talked about is one of those lesser known things that the Fed does, which is they've decided that they're going to stop shrinking their balance sheet. Right. And so in essence, what they're doing there is they're saying they're going to stop doing what they call quantitative tightening. And so that's something they've been doing for the past couple of years. And in essence, what that is it's the Fed's way of saying, look, we're going to have a slow, steady drain of cash from our balance sheet. And so during COVID, what happened was the Fed bought a bunch of bonds, right? So I'll step back for a second and where do those bonds come from? So the Treasury Department issues bonds and they sell those to banks and various other things to fund the government in essence, because we've run in a deficit since 2001. You have to issue bonds to make the cash, to make the wheels run. And so the Treasury will issue those bonds and then those bonds will get purchased by banks and other places. And then one of those buyers who will buy those bonds from the open market is the Fed. And it's their way of putting cash into the system, but also making sure that the prices are where they want them to be in essence. So during COVID, the Fed bought huge amounts of those bonds because obviously there wasn't a lot of confidence in the system. Lending had dried up overnight. Mortgages weren't moving around. And so the Fed did what they needed to do, which was they became a huge purchaser of those bonds. Now that in essence increased their balance sheet a whole lot, Tommy. And they also bought mortgage-backed securities as a method of backing the mortgage market. And so for the past couple of years, they've in essence been saying, look, we're going to bleed these things off. So as those mortgages pay off or as those bonds mature, we're just going to let them roll off our balance sheet. We're not going to buy any more of those. Now, what that in essence does is if the Fed is not one of the buyers of those bonds, that means that the money will come out of the regular banking system, right? So banks will be people purchasing these things or private equity companies. And what that does is, in essence, dilutes the cash supply, the liquidity of what's available out there for the banking system. And so, in theory, that keeps inflation in control, right? Mm-hmm. Because you're keeping a close eye on that. So with them saying that they're going to end quantitative tightening, which is only the second time in history they've actually done what's called QT. So this is an interesting thing for us financial nerds. What that means is they've said that we feel the level of liquidity that's in the market right now is sufficient for the banking systems and commerce as a whole to operate. And that gives you a little bit of confidence, right? Because that means that instead of them not buying these bonds from the Fed, from the Treasury, they're becoming a buyer again. And so the more people that want to buy something, the more stability it provides to the market nests. So I guess why start shrinking the balance sheet now?
That was always going to ask you that. I'm confused.
No, it's a good question, Tommy. So at the peak, their balance sheet was about $8.9 trillion. Huge, right? And so over the past 2 years, they've bled that down about 25%. To get to about $6.6 trillion where they are today. And the reason they said, okay, look, we're going to start slowing this down was they started to see that what we call money market rates, which is overnight borrowing rates and liquidity, bigger institutions were starting to hit the Federal Reserve to get some of those bank reserves, meaning that cash started becoming tight. And so what the Fed saw was, okay, we think we've bled enough money out of the system now that people are starting to hit us to start using some of that money. In essence, liquidity has reached a point where we want it to. And that's important, right? Because if banks don't have enough money to lend, they'll do one of two things. One, they'll tighten lending, which is going to raise interest rates up, or then money becomes incredibly expensive on the short term, which means that all of a sudden, you know, deposit rates could reach 5, 6, 7, 8%. Mm-hmm. And so this is, in essence, the Fed saying, hey, it's funny, Tommy, because, you know, Janet Yellen used the term, it's like watching paint dry if you're doing right. Mm-hmm. It's basically what it's been for the past 2.5 years. No one's noticed this. And that means that they've, in essence, done what they should have been doing. And so it doesn't actually mean anything horrible for everyone. What it does mean is it means that the levers that they've been pulling are working. And it means that they've bled off enough liquidity that they feel that they've gotten some of it off the balance sheet and they feel comfortable with where they are with this. Now, one of the things that they're also doing is they had bought a lot of what's called mortgage-backed securities during COVID. And that was, in essence, to prop up the mortgage market, right? You remember during COVID, it wasn't exactly like everyone was running out buying homes. Mm-hmm. But, you know, your problem is if you lose a lot of faith in the system, then, you know, things could get really bad really quick. You could start having hyperinflation on your rates. And so the Fed came in as a backstop and said, look, we're going to start buying these mortgage-backed securities. And in essence, when you have a buyer of something that all of a sudden says, okay, we have confidence in this, and it stabilized the mortgage market. It gave us those incredibly low rates we remember during COVID, and it allowed the system to function properly. What the Fed has, in essence, also said with this bleed off is, we're getting out of that mortgage-backed security market. We are going to let these bleed off.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contrast. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're going to let the private market actually control what those rates are, which is good. Right. At their peak, the Fed held something like 45% of the mortgage-backed securities during the 2008 housing crisis. They've gotten that down to about 33%. And you really want them to get rid of all of them, right, Tommy, and only use it as a backstop when mortgages aren't going well. Because if you're the Fed, you want something incredibly predictable. There's nothing more predictable than buying U.S. Treasury bonds. They have a fixed rate, they have a fixed duration. Mortgage-backed securities, while fairly safe, do have a level of volatility, right? Mm-hmm. Because no one keeps their house for 30 years, right? And so those will bleed off or bleed up relatively. So predictability becomes a little hard, which is why the Fed has said, look, we feel that mortgage market has stabilized. We do believe that we can start bleeding these things off. And we're going to get back into the Treasury business as they start adjusting their balance sheet.
So what does this mean to the average person listening? If we're watching paint dry, as you said, what does that mean to us?
Yeah, it means that things are working as planned so far in what they were trying to do at quantitative tightening. Lower cost to borrow from the rate cut impacts all of us, right? That means it lowers what our car loans, our credit cards, all of those things are doing. So they're slowly but surely making the cost to borrow lower. But then also what they, by keeping liquidity in the system, by ending this quantitative tightening, what they're doing is they're allowing enough liquidity to exist in the system for banks to continue to lend confidently as those rates go down, right? And that's in essence what you want to do. You want to continue to stimulate that economy. You want people to borrow money, and then you want banks to have the liquidity to lend that money to people confidently so that you don't sharply increase rates and basically fight everything that you've been trying to do with getting inflation in check and hopefully getting jobs in check as borrowing's increasing.
Very valuable information as always. Thank you, Jason Shields, Chief Operating Officer for Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next Monday, all right?
Thanks, Tommy.
You got it. Jason Shields, Bank on It, Financial Insights You Can Count On, 753 and a half. It's time for traffic, WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.